Welcome back to another Sports Castle Sports Shorts here with Dora Creek Swampies coach Brad Clark. How are you, Brad?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thanks for a couple of minutes of your time. Just in the middle of training, mate, so we won't keep you too long. Big game this weekend, mate. The preliminary final up against Stockton.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a cracker. The boys have done well to make it 2 weeks through. You know, we've been in that position where it's win or all gone. So we've turned up the last 2 weeks and the boys have put in big efforts and we've come away with two wins.
Yeah, a big win, obviously, the first week against Katara, a pretty strong side, well coached. And then, obviously, Belmont South last week, a fairly experienced side with the likes of Cade Snowden and Jake Briggs running around for them. So a good win in extra time, mate. You guys were well down and came back and got out of there.
Yeah, so two very different games and two very different types of wins. So we sort of wore Katara down and sort of come over him over the top. Belmont was a bit different, as you can imagine, with Cade Snowden leading them around. It was a big job for our boys. They were all up to it. So they got out to a bit of a lead on us and the boys didn't give up, just stuck in there and we managed to claw our way back into it. And taking in the extra time on full time and come away with the win.
Yeah, a lot of people very surprised, mate. I've been in constant contact, as I was just saying, off the recording with Rod Gibson down here. I tipped you boys last week and he's been talking you up. So looking forward to seeing how you go up against another big physical side, Stockton. They've got some fairly experienced boys, the likes of the Tupou brothers, etc., that have played first grade rugby league in the Newcastle comp. How do you combat those big physical packs?
I think just pretty much what we've done with Belmont. They had the experience, they had the size. Snowden just led them around. We're expecting the same from the Tupou boys, but it's nothing the boys can't contain. We've got a young squad which helps. They might not have all the experience, but they're real eager. They're willing to learn. They've put in the hard yards all year and they tend to step up to these sort of things, so they love a challenge.
Yeah, from watching that game a little bit earlier in the year when you played Belmont in the catch-up game, your side, as you said, is quite a lot of younger boys and maybe not as many big names that people might recognise as some of the other clubs have, but very much a team effort each time. And, there was a few people singled out by some press on the weekend. One of your front rowers, Diamond, did a really good job.
Yeah, he's been holding the middle up for us. But in saying that, everyone's been doing a job across the field. As you find in this sort of competition, you never have the same team every week. Blokes going away on holidays, there's injuries, there's a lot to contend with. But the boys that have been turning up and that I have fielded have done a tremendous job working together, and yeah, it's just been an equal amount of effort across the park.
Yeah, it's certainly been shown, as you know, probably last week helped. Discipline, and your side seems pretty disciplined compared to some of the other sides, mate, can be a big factor if you can keep your cool out there too.
Yeah, well, same sort of thing. People talk about the standard of competition, and if you can just hang in there and just play football, not worry about all the niggly stuff, that'll take care of itself, as it did on the weekend. I think Belmont ended with one in the bin and one sent off, so that really helped us in that back end of the game.
Yeah, now you've come up against Stockton once this year already. It was a fairly high scoring encounter, as most of theirs are. They seem to play a fairly throw the ball around, attacking sort of game of footy, and challenge you to score as many points you want and back themselves to outscore you. I think it was 42-30 last time you took them on over there at Lynn Oval. What's the key this weekend, do you think it is, trying to sort of grind them out a little bit more? And
I think just to probably just stop them from the start. They got out of the gates pretty quick. I think they put three tries on us in the first 10 minutes. Once we sort of contained that, got into a flow of the game, we came back. I think we were only down by four at half time. They ended up with two in the bin and scored another two tries in the first 10 minutes of the second half with 11 players. So that put us on the back foot and we sort of didn't recover from that. So I think if we can contain them from the get-go and then just hang with them through the 80 minutes, I think we're a good chance.
Yeah, they've been coming out of the gates hard. And as we said, I think they've scored nearly 100 points more than any other team in the comp, but also let in a lot more than anyone else in the top five. So they'll back themselves in a high-scoring one. Obviously, you boys will stick to your game plan with a bit of discipline. So 3:15 this weekend, I think it is, up at Lakeside on the back oval.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, so that's a little bit disappointing. The D grade grand final
has been lucky for us. So we've won 2 weeks in a row on there, so hopefully it continues.
Well, hopefully it's the charm, mate. Thanks very much for a little bit of your time. Good luck this weekend, and hopefully we can catch you boys at number one sports ground in a week's time.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers.